AT&T on listening.
AR mobile.
People, I believe WA4HNT, Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel, November Tango. My name is Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November, and I'm over in Pumbleton.
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here in the 60s. My wife and I are just headed down to the grandsons and daughters and son-in-laws and that to help them out to hook up a welder. Now, I don't know if that's going to be a nightmare or not, Alvin.
Affirmative. I understand that. I'm just thankful I don't have to do that this afternoon. It's Alton. Alton, A-L-T-O-N. Alton of Alpha Lima Tango Oscar. Honestly, I haven't been on 2 meters hardly any at all lately. And I've only got one up and running, an ICOM that's pretty old, but it's a really good radio. And I've got another one up here that I've taken out of the box, and I need to read the book of it because I can't figure it out.
I'm sorry about the name, Alton. My name's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and Bernice is with me here, my dear wife of 55 years. And it's kind of odd because I'm just 57 years old and dyslexic myself.
And if you get to do another transmission, I know that you're telling me the truth. Okay. Well, Kim and I accidentally call her by our initials all the time, so I confuse people. But Kim and I, her initials are KB. Kim and I have been married 32, I think, and my mother came to me before she passed one day, and she looked at me real sternly, and she says, "How does it feel to have one that'll stay?"
People that Bernice has two or three Purple Hearts and some other medals, for putting up with me for that long. Well, we've been down here 13 years, Alton, from Kansas, and feel like we're part of the crowd now. I haven't quite mastered the language yet, with these, we had garden hoses, they got hose pipes and things of that nature, but I'm getting there. But your signal's great, your radio's working fine. It's always a challenge. I'm 75 years old, to tell the truth about it, and I just do not like having to program new radios. It's a pain.
No, I read somebody said something in some text I was reading the other day, and they made reference to the older folks just kind of tired of how complex things really are getting. I turned 70 on Thanksgiving Day this last year, and I hadn't been going anywhere for the last good many years. It seems like we've always been stuck with responsibility to my parents and such. And so I owned a piece of, my wife and I owned a piece of land down in Florida that we had never seen. All I knew is once a year I paid the taxes on it. And so I told her I did install a well, have a well installed. And so I told her I wanted to take my 70th birthday, the holiday period, and go see land that we had never seen before. We did that on my 70th birthday. That was in November.
That's great. I hope it turned out great, or you sold it and got smart and moved back up here to Greenville. We love it up here. The people are absolutely wonderful, and I've really been amazed at the camaraderie and the help I've gotten from ham radio, and especially the new friends. That's one of the reasons I didn't want to move, but I had two daughters. I'd say the alpha males in our family, and my wife, and they said, "Dad, you're going to move. You're retired now." And Amy'd always said she was going to get us to some place that was warmer than Kansas, and by golly, it is.
8 years old. I lost my mother, 8 years ago, this May. And she and I were gigantic buddies. We were friends. I was the youngest child, and she was mother. She was in her 90s. And so she passed away in May of 2015. And since then, of course, I've been dealing with her estate and stuff. And I just hate it. And the lawyers know I just could throw my hands up at times. But no, I'm sitting here looking into the window from one of my mother's little buildings where she just stacked stuff. Never threw anything away. Lord, you wouldn't believe it. And people find it comical because I constantly find notes to us. And she anticipated my brother would be here. He's long since gone, too. And so she kind of wrote them to us, Barry and me. We lost her sister back in 83 at this time of year. So, but I'm looking into the window of the house that I was born and raised in. And it's probably 150 feet from me. I'm looking for mother's little building, one of the two that she had on this property, into the window of the house that she built to have her babies in.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's nothing back in Kansas that I regret leaving now other than my friends. We had a good life there, raised two nice girls, and one of them's an engineer down here at General Electric, and my son-in-law's an engineer, and also the daughter up in Michigan, she's married to an engineer, and she's in the Michigan Philharmonic and is a professional musician and teaches school also. So, got no complaints, Elton. And there went an unmarked patrol car right beside of me. I hope you don't mind I'm on the radio. This is M0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. And that is my initials, Elton, Tom Rouse.
That's cool. I asked a woman at one of the legal offices this last week if I could email something to her, and she gave me her email, and it was weird. I'm not going to say what it was, but it was strange. It was three alphabets, a bottom slash, and then about seven numbers in a row at yahoo.com. Now, who's on Yahoo? And so, but then she said, no, those are my initials. The first three are my initials. And then she did the bottom slash to separate it. And she said, the first number is how many children I have. That was a three. And she said, the last are my zip code numbers. And I thought, well, now that's a clever way to do an email address.
Well, I'll tell you, everybody's scared to death of things on the internet anymore, so I guess the better encryption you got, you know, you're better off for it. But mine's pretty simple, and I'm good on QRZ, and I've had my radio call now for, you know, 30 years or better, and I'm going to keep it. Now, I was lucky enough to get my initials, and I had two other friends that had their initials up in Kansas, which was rather unusual. And I do a lot of Morse code, Alden, and some sideband. Heck, last night I talked to Lee Summit, Missouri, there just to make a contact. They was running a Missouri QSO party, I guess it was, and I saw him up there on 40 meters, and it's just a contact. And I told him, I said, I bought my last Toyota, or next to the last Toyota Avalon in Lee Summit, Missouri. He was surprised at that.
Understand. Yeah, I can't imagine getting far away from where I've raised a family. I mean, to pick up and leave, that's something a little bit still kind of alien to me. Of course, you know, I doted to my mother I was the youngest of the children, so to a large degree I did get my way, but I was the child that always, you know, was around them so that work could get done. And daddy's been gone since 2011. Mother was in 2015. My brother was in 2013. So mother and I had a party for 2 years, and we did have a party. I swear, we had such a good time. My first ham ticket was a technician with code in 1971. I was in Serene Hall at Clemson, and an extra gave me the exam. So that was kind of exciting. and it was new, 1971, my call, WA4HNT. I wouldn't change it for the world because it is just like spelling my name, A-L-T-O-N, WA4HNT. Those are the, you know, the calls that, those are the things I associate with. And in fact, I've already laid it out so that it will be included on my headstone at my name. So, I mean, because for no other reason, people look at it down the road and it causes them curiosity, and that might stimulate some kid to migrate toward ham radio.
Todd, I was talking to W4DJW the other day, Dave, and he's a great amateur operator on here and one of the mainstays of this repeater, and he said just about the same thing. Our next generation is the one that we got to aim towards and propagating them. I'm not a big sports fan, and I was complaining that the daughter was asking me to go to all of these sports things for the grandkids, and I was never a sports fan with my own kids, let alone my grandkids. And now I'm not really that able to go to those things. I can't sit for a long time. I can't stand for a long time. And I have congestive heart failure, and I don't like the cold. And things like that kind of limit me. But I don't think she gets that. I guess she does, but she still wants me to go. And I'm not big on crowds with this COVID going around. I've had it once, and I don't care to have it again. But now we'll leave just a little bit of out and leave just a little bit of space before you trigger that mic on 2 meters. I know you haven't been on for a long time, and I forget it too, but it kind of gives people a chance to jump in there if they need to, especially if it's an emergency or something. Just thought I'd mention that. This is N0TR Mobile.
You also have to worry about talking repeater down. When I became a ham, you had to order crystals. And you would insert the crystal in the place on your radio, close it back up, and hopefully it worked and that you'd done it correctly. The equipment has come, you can't even find those old crystal radios anymore. And I doubt seriously you could buy the crystals as easily as you could back then. But no, you can talk a repeater down pretty easily as well. WA4HNT for ID.
Yeah, Alton, it can be, but it's got a rather long timeout timer on it, and I don't know what it is anymore, but at least 3 minutes or so, and we have a net every night at 9 o'clock, and the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, I guess you would say, is the administrator of this repeater, and you're welcome to come on there, and you just, especially if it's your first time check-in, they have room for people to check in that don't know the procedure or something, but like me, they'll call for Q through T, and it means I'm in 0TR, that's when I try to call in, and it took me a couple of times to figure that out. But I guess I'm a Rhodes Scholar today because I'm mobile, but not really. I'm an old electrician and electronic technician, industrial, and that's all I did all my life other than when I was in the Navy, I guess I did the same thing. But more or less, my job was to kill Russian submarines.
I worked for WFBC 1,000,000,000 years ago. I was there the day this repeater was installed up on the mountain, Caesar's Head, at the transmitter site. And these guys came through, and I didn't know them. I learned who some of them were in subsequent years, being active on 0161. But they installed this repeater up there that day. And that would be 1970. They had to have a first phone on site back then. And Well, of course, that's a deregulated license now. I think they substituted something called a general, and I just quit paying attention at that point. But I had held the first phone, second-class radio telegraphy, so I never took a code exam for handbands because you had the commercial license. What else? Radar endorsed. Then I've got my ham ticket, which at that point was, beginner's effort. It's like a private license. And that's a license to learn, and low licenses like technician. It's an opportunity to get your feet in there.
Alden, I do have a commercial license. I got it because I thought it looked good on a resume. If I ever wanted to work at a radio or TV station, and I never did have to use it, but I still got it. It's a lifetime license. But I think that was when I took that test down at Carthage, Missouri. It was really memorable to me because I met an old-time ham, and he was the ship's radio officer for all of his life. And he was in his, I think, 70s at the time. And he had an old, I think it was an underwriter's typewriter, one of the old manual ones in this case. And he took the second-class code test, and he never missed a syllable. I mean, it was just unbelievable, 25 words a minute. I had to do 20 to get my license, extra class. But this old boy showed me later on after we got through with our testing, he showed me all the ship's officers that had signed him off over the many, many years that he'd been a radio officer on ships. And back then they required it. And in fact, we had to take the Global Maritime Distress Test, GMDSS, I think it was, before we could ever take the commercial test when I took it. But I don't think it's near as hard as it used to be, where you had to draw out a Hartley or different oscillators and Colpitts and all of that stuff and radio circuits. But it still was almost 1,000 questions, so it wasn't easy. But I didn't get the radar endorsement at the time, and I wished I had of, because that was one of the things I ran when I was in the service. Bill got the book on it, but I never did go back and take it, because I really don't have a use for it, Alton. It's since your OTR.
Same boat. I took my first, I had the third like when I was 15, I guess. Then I got the second that summer. And then the next year I got the first, and then added on sometime between 17 and 19, I got second class radio telegraphy. And at the time then, you could not qualify for the first class unless you had 1 year apprenticeship over on board a USS passenger liner, if I remember the rules correctly. And at that time, I don't think there was a USS passenger liner, WA4HNT.
That test a little bit tricky. It wasn't really extremely hard, but they tell you, oh, you had a ship out off the coast, and he was X many miles, and he had this many batteries, and the transmitter took this much power, and how long could you transmit it, say, for example, 200 watts, and what was the expected range at certain frequencies in that, and it was a bit confusing in that I was not a radio man when I was in the service.
The interesting thing that I believe, honestly believe this, you and I may see a day when people all around us are going to need to find somebody that can make the toaster receive a code signal or something in your kitchen. They're going to need somebody with a very basic understanding of I don't know, what do you call it? The days when it was easy. It wasn't easy. Nothing was easy. But the days when it was so much more simple than it is today, because some of this stuff sort of leaves me a little bit. I'm no good with computers other than just using them. I never tried to learn. Didn't care to. That sort of stuff, I just, I don't particularly like the Internet, though I do use it a little bit. But I don't want to, use it for banking and stuff like that. I just don't trust it enough. But then, you know, maybe one day tides will turn. Same deal looking at my golf cart right out the door. We've got two of them, and I love them. I go every... That Silverado drinks gas if I glance at it. But these golf carts are just my... They're my godsend here in town because I do everything on them 12 months out of the year. But I notice how dirty that golf cart is, both with pollen and I guess the winter. Anyway.
This is Angel Tio Mobile. Is there anything in my white car, my brown truck? We have a 2011 Avalon and a Tacoma. And they're yellow, basically, a lot of the times. Although I do keep the car in the garage part of the time. I like the room down there. That's my radio room. And, you know, they still use Morse code if, on some of the tuners and that, if it'll say stuff like QRO, it'll send it to you. If you got too much power or, you know, things like that, and it'll come on in code, and it's really enjoyable that, I don't know what they're saying, or SWR, you know, di-di-di-da-da-di-da-di. Well, yeah, that's SWR, so you need to look at things. And I like it. There's a zillion people on it now. I guess I'd say the bad part is they didn't keep that 25 kilohertz open just for extra class. They opened it up to everybody, and a lot of these folks now buy these electronic giz whizzes, and they just sit there and push a button over and over and over and over. So if there's a de-expedition or something, it makes it extremely difficult to break in because of the lids, shall we say. And I love my Morse code. I worked a group of Russians, and they were somewhere around Mount Everest, or on it, I don't know which, the other night, in Nepal, and I'd never worked that before, so it's still a thrill to this old man. Well, we've arrived, Alton. The pleasure's all mine. I really enjoyed visiting with you, and we feel similarly about the Internet. We use it. But it's used for, Bernice likes to search for recipes, and I use it for my ham radio stuff, so it's enjoyable in that, and email, things of that nature, but I wished I knew more about it, you know, some of the more in-depth things, but I'm getting too old for that, I think. I just wasn't raised with that. But, Alton, I'll let you go. You have a nice day. It's been very enjoyable. 73, this is N0TR. Clear with your final.
And enjoy everything you've got to do from here on till the time you have to get back in that car and go home. Enjoy yourselves. Okay, I'll get out of the way. You take off. WA4HNT, good talking to you.
And I use my riding lawnmower, not a golf cart. And Bernice, she likes the worst cars, you know, our car and our truck. So that's kind of strange, but I'm sure not going to argue with you. And she's the best chef in the world. And I'm not going to argue with that either, because about all I can cook is beanie weenies and Gatorade. Have a good day, Alton. And 0TR clear.
I heard that. WA4HNT clear.